Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Here's a question for you. What do you do when you discover that your recently deceased father is a pedophile?
That crazy and insane, my crazy family.
Yeah, that goes beyond crazy. I can't imagine learning that sort of thing, especially if you had a good relationship. I don't know. This is if you've got a crazy family story, by the way, we want to hear it. You can write it in at crazyfampod.com. That's crazyfampod.com. Or you can call in 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and share your crazy family story with us. 833-CRAY-FAM, 833-272-9326. So what do we got here?
Well, I'm gonna share a little tidbit. Mm-hmm. When my dad died, I was 25. Mm-hmm. He was 55.
Okay.
And I was a bit estranged from him for about 10 years before he passed away. Mm-hmm. And I went into his house after he had died, and I was with my brothers. We were kind of looking through his stuff, you know, packing things up because we were going to get rid of the house. I found some things I wish I hadn't found.
Oh, God. What?
Yeah. Well, I found some cassette tapes. And me being, you know, big into radio, I wasn't in radio at this point, but I loved music. I loved tapes. Mm-hmm. I spliced tapes together before I even knew what I was doing. I listened to the tapes, and he had like recorded himself having sex with somebody.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What a weird way to record that moment.
Right?
On a cassette tape.
On a fucking cassette tape. But if you think about it, VHS tapes and beta tapes, they were just coming out. Video recorders were, you know, thousands upon thousands of dollars. So somehow he must have just decided he wanted to record this. And there I am listening to it going, is this what I think it is? Oh my God, it is.
Go ahead, Stacey.
Pictures.
Reenact the tape for us.
No. Well, it was what you thought it was. I mean,
was it just like a lot of moaning?
Know? Yeah, it was okay. Moaning.
He wasn't like,
and it was two people.
He wasn't saying anything weird or anything in there?
I didn't get far enough to get to that point.
Okay.
I heard probably a minute of it and went, oh
my God. Because you're probably like wondering, like, what is he recording? Does he even realize this is on? And you hear
right.
People moving around and all of a sudden like, ugh.
Yeah, exactly. Like the turtle fucking a shoe.
God.
You know? Yeah, but at least it wasn't startling.
At least he wasn't like, call me the Easter Bunny. Call me the Easter Bunny or something really fucking weird. Let me hide those eggs. You know,
no,
something fucking
strange.
It wasn't
anything like that. But here's the thing. I found Polaroids.
And
this was like all in his like, well, and here's where this kind of goes into your ghost story podcast. And I think I've told you parts of this.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a bottom drawer of his dresser that when I went into it, I started, you know, because we were looking through all of his drawers,
sure,
packing things up and throwing things away. And this bottom right hand drawer, there was this video cassette tape. There were Polaroids of a secretary that worked for him. There was all kinds of weird shit in there. And the Polaroid was, she was naked on his couch in his office. So yeah, that's a whole other thing. But as I'm going through this drawer, the lights start flickering.
Like, maybe you shouldn't be finding this.
Right. We got the fuck out of that house.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm. So, and my brothers, when I was going through that drawer, they were in another part of the house and they're all like, Stace, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
They felt something. They were like, what's going on? And like came rushing to the bedroom. Like there was something triggered them. Like, I need to go to the bedroom. I need to be in this area of the house because something is going on. And it was when I was in this drawer that I, you know, shouldn't have been in.
Wow. I mean, do you think these pictures were taken like willingly?
The pictures, absolutely. Okay. She was definitely, she was like sprawled out on his couch with nothing on.
So she was posed.
She was totally posed. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
But, you know, I shouldn't have seen these pictures and it was startling. So this story really, really got my attention.
She's still alive? Or was she still alive at the time?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you call her up? I got some pictures of you.
I've tried to find her on Facebook and I guess she must have gotten married and changed her name. I can't find her. It would be interesting because I knew her. She lived with my dad. Yeah. For a short time. So, okay,
so they had like a relationship going on and everything. And
they did, okay. But obviously some shit was going on during the workday because this was totally in his office.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, maybe she'll accidentally find the podcast sometime and recognize that be we're like, talking
you've
about
seen
her.
Me? Yeah. Sorry, Margaret.
By the
Sorry
way,
about that.
If you want to see the pictures, they're on Twitter. No, I'm kidding. You're not.
No, actually I don't think I took the pictures because I felt there was so much energy around them. The fact that the lights were flickering every time I was in that drawer, mm-hmm. like I'm not taking these with me. It felt like it was cursed. I didn't want any part of it, but I think I've got the video I keep calling it video. I think I've got the cassette somewhere in my house.
Oh my God.
I know.
Well, that would be fun to listen to someday.
Would it?
Or not? Not at all. God. So what happens in this story?
Well, it says, I can't believe I'm writing this. My dad had a heart attack and passed away over a week ago. I've been back home for the funeral and spending time at his house going through his old journals and his computer. So this is kind of the new age version of what I went through.
Yeah, sure.
He was a great writer. So I just wanted to remember him and read his writing from over the years. What I didn't expect to find was dozens and dozens of Word documents detailing acts of pedophilia.
Oh my God.
As if this could get even worse. I know who the victim is, though I've never met her. I think there were images too, but I couldn't look at them. They were all in the same folder, and I'm shocked. I've never felt so deeply disgusted. I don't know how I'm ever going to get over this again, or get over again knowing that this happened. I can't fake sadness over his death now that I know this. And frankly, I'm glad he's dead. I'm glad he was in pain when he died. I don't know what the right thing to do is. Who do I tell? Do I tell anyone? I have a little brother who is 7 years old, and the last thing I want for him is to find out. And yet if I tell other family members, there will be total chaos. And somehow it just feels so wrong to hide this secret for him. But I'm worried about my little brother being even more traumatized by this. He literally watched our dad die. I can't add on top of this. I just don't know what to do.
Well, it's nothing nothing to discuss with him at the moment. That's for sure. He's not going to understand the gravity of this at this moment in time. When he's older, he has a right to know. But it doesn't need to be done right now. As far as other adult family members in this circle... there's a couple ways this is going to happen. If you do bring this out into the light, you will either be looked at as a villain who is, who has exposed something that no one else needs to know about and somebody is going to get upset about it, or people will go, oh, holy shit. And they won't be mad at you, but you're going to get a mix. And you may not, and you're going to end up being collateral damage of the shit your dad did, I guess, depending on who you speak to this about. So, I mean, you have every right to feel upset and sad and angry, and mad and disgusted. It's all there. And there's no, you don't have to fake it. You shouldn't, you don't fake it. Just be honest. But I guess it's kind of up to you if you want to share it or just put it in a place where others may be able to discover it. I think you just be careful about, you know, whose eyes end up seeing it. And if you think there is a risk that if you do tell other adults that it's going to get to your 7-year-old brother, then be very cautious on who you share it with. If someone doesn't have the judgment not to share that with them, then you need to look up for your brother and not share it with others who would share it with him, if that's how you think it would go.
Well, and I think there also needs to be an element of some counseling in here because your entire childhood just got shattered. It was like, I liken it to when we found out what a fuck monster Bill Cosby was, our national dad.
Yeah.
You know, just got destroyed in front of us, and everything we believed about him from the Cosby Show growing up was a complete fucking lie.
Sure.
You know? Yeah. So we feel a sense of betrayal, and like, is anything we believe or experienced, was it real? Was it really what we thought it was? We're in disbelief.
Well, and it doesn't discount that's the thing. When people find out horrible things about their loved ones, and yet they had a really positive relationship with them, but they never saw the dark side. It doesn't discount that relationship that you had. It certainly puts a giant stain on it. But it doesn't necessarily mean that those interactions were not genuine between you and that person. Some people have the ability, they're sick, but they have the ability to compartmentalize things in so many different ways that allows them to enact this type of behavior over there and still maintain this other type of behavior over here. The way that their minds work, there likely was some sort of trauma at some point in time that allowed this person to be able to do this sort of thing. So you know what the reality is. A lot of this really should be more so not worrying about who you're going to tell. It's worrying about how you're going to process this. So yes, getting some counseling, working through this with somebody on a professional level, you need to do that. You also do need to protect your little brother so that they do not see or hear any of this until they're able and ready to process it in a productive way, as productive as that can be. So yes, be cautious on who you tell, but it doesn't need to necessarily be a secret from other adults. If somebody's like, well, why are you so, you know, grim about dad or this or that? You know, there may be a time where you pull somebody aside and say, this is what I found and I don't know how to process it. I'm getting counseling for it, you know, and just don't approach it with people like, hey, look at the shit I found. There may be places and times to calmly relay this information, because you have to consider every person that you relay this information to is also going to have a reaction of shock and trauma if they did not see this coming from that individual whatsoever. So everyone you tell this to, you're going to traumatize them. So keep that in mind as well.
You've got a ticking time bomb in your hand. Yeah.
Because then they're going to have to find a way to deal with it and process it. And it's a process of grieving. And there may be a moment where they don't want to talk to you because you found it or figured it out. But people will do what they will. You just need to really focus on how you're going to handle this and do what's healthiest for you and that little brother of yours that is, you know, trying to deal with just the death in general right now.
You know, and I do want to bring something up. One of our other podcasts that we've done, the true crime, where we talked about a kid who had some thoughts and wrote some things down, made a list, got in trouble for it. The list was about killing people. Mm-hmm. She is talking about the fact that her dad was a great writer. As disgusting as this is and horrific, is there a possibility none of this was real? Is this a possibility that he had this dark thing that he just needed to get out on paper? Or, you know, in writing, and maybe none of this happened?
I don't know. I mean, I think that it would really be hard to know. She said there might be images, but she couldn't bear to look. I get, yeah, you don't want to, but at the same point, if that's going to give you a quick confirmation of, okay, no, this, there's some more validity to this. You know, I don't know. I don't know how you would handle something like this. You can't arrest the guy anymore. He's dead. And, right. And no one else is involved in this, hopefully. But I guess, you know, for the sake of that person, I don't know if I would talk to a counselor. I would talk to a counselor and I would ask, should I approach the person who I suspect was victimized by my father? Because I don't know if that should be done or not. I just don't know what a protocol would be that would be healthy and safe for that person. You know, in some aspects I would think, well, at least someone knows and they know that they're not, that this wasn't done in secret and that others are aware of this person's actions. I don't know if that's empowering, if that's helpful, or if it is more helpful that other people don't. I've never been in that situation to know what would be the best thing.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
It is. The thing that I'd be concerned with is if there was others, or if there's more people involved, if he was involved in some sort of, you know, ring of people that, you right. know, exchange that type of material, because then there could be a way to bust some other people if there were others involved. But if it was acting alone, which in a lot of cases it is, there's, you know, he's dead. But
I guess I would want to do some of my own recon here. I would want to get in touch with the victim. She says, I know who the victim is, though yeah. I've never met her.
Yeah.
I would want to, you know, at least reach out to her and say, hey, how you doing?
This you is know, just what a, I found, yeah.
Well, I don't even know if I'd say I found anything. I would just reach out and say, hey, do you want to talk? You know, and see, you know, is there anything there? Like
gauge the reaction. Like,
Yeah.
It would be interesting because, I mean, even there, you don't know what you're going to get because sometimes you have people who are going to be disgusted and feel horrible, you know, about the dad, what a horrible person he was. And sometimes you have victims that have found ways of, you know, having peace with this person and genuinely are sad when they're, you know, they're the predator that's gone after them, dies or is hurt or something like that, where that sort of outlook is taken. So I don't know, again, it could be hard to guess where those feelings are coming from based on what reaction you get. Cause you could argue it either way, quite honestly, without actually flat out getting to the nitty gritty of this.
Yeah, exactly.
It's, scary situation to be in. Thank you for sharing that with us. If you have a crazy family story, please write into us, crazyfampod.com, or call 833-CRAY-FAM. Get a commercial-free experience of the show on Apple Podcasts and even check it out for 3 days free right now.
Let crazy insane, my crazy family.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.